Hey everybody, welcome back to Mining Stock Daily. Today is Thursday, January 31st. This is Trevor Hall reporting from the Association of Mineral Explorations Roundup Conference in Vancouver. I've got two quick little chats I'm going to be sharing with you. One is with John Black with Regulus Resources, and the second one will be with Brandon McDonald of Fireweed Zinc, straight from the floor of Roundup. Both companies had some interesting news out in the last few days, so we will just cut it to those conversations and we'll catch you on the end. Welcome, everybody. It is Trevor Hall from Mining Stock Daily. I'm sitting here with John Black, CEO of Regulus Resources. Regulus trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol REG. John, you had some great assay results come out in the news this morning. Give us the significance of those results and what's the conversation's been like today here at Roundup.
Okay, hey, thanks, Trevor. It's a great time to catch us right now. We've just released some results that have come out. It's up to hole 27 of a program we've been drilling on for almost a year now. And our hole 26, we were happy to report that we intersected an interval of 473 meters of 1.1% copper with 2.2 grams of gold to it. So a very nice intersection. Particularly important because it's on the northernmost fringe of our drill pattern and we're moving in the direction where we think the center of the system is. And this hole confirms we're on the right path and there's more room for us to increase this as we move to the north.
You've had a pretty successful track record in your career, so what makes the Antucori project so exciting for you?
It's really the scope of this project. To me, it's the largest system I've probably ever personally worked on. We have a starting point of almost 300 million tons of mineralized rock on our ground. We've doubled the drilling from that point, and we'll put out a new resource in about a month. We anticipate we'll see a significant increase. But the neighbors next door, which is a joint venture between Buenaventura and Southern Copper, are currently mining on an oxide cap over a large copper-gold sulfide deposit, which is the extension of the mineralization on our ground. And they report over 900 million tons of quite well-mineralized rock on their ground. So between the two companies, we're already onto something that's well over a billion tons, and there's a lot of room for that to grow.
And I know the challenges right now are extensive as far as where we are in the market, but in a copper market, what's the biggest challenges that you're facing right now as a CEO of an exploring company?
Probably the biggest challenge overall in our space is access to funds to be able to continue to work. And it's really just changed. It's a very unusual market in that we see a lot of optimism from the major mining companies. Many of them have approached us here at the shows we've been in Vancouver, very interested in our projects, very much on the hunt for new projects. But access to capital and traditional private placements is a real challenge for us. So what we're seeing is that groups like ourselves are increasingly dependent on strategic investors, whether that's a mining company or a large shareholder, but we need that cornerstone group that bets on us. We have an advantage that we've successfully built and sold a company before, so we have a strong shareholder base, and we're lucky that we have access to capital to be able to work hard. Other groups find it kind of hard to get money right now.
So we're seeing, it feels like somewhat of an uptick trend in the spot price. I mean, with gold and silver and even copper, I think there's a little bit more optimism in copper now than there was this time last year. Do you feel the same way? What's your expectations with copper this year? What do those fundamentals tell you?
Yeah, I would agree. There's more buzz here this year than I anticipated, really. I think everybody recognizes we're on a bottom, and everybody intuitively feels it'll take off, but they don't know when. But I think the general mood is it's getting closer. The fundamentals for copper are excellent. With electrification of vehicles, there's continued strong demand, and we're just not good at putting new mines into production right now. So most pundits would project, and I would agree with them, that there will be a shortage of copper in the near term, and we're likely to see much higher prices. Everybody's a little nervous on which ones to jump on, but now's an excellent time to put your hands on several good copper plays, and I think you'll be successfully rewarded over the coming year.
Thanks, Sean. I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you back in Colorado sometime.
Okay, so. Great. Excellent. Thank you.
And welcome back to Mining Stock Daily. I found a straggler here on the floor of the exhibit hall at Roundup, hosted by AME. Brandon McDonald with Fireweed Zinc. Brandon, how are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks. How about you?
I'm doing great. Great show. What's the conversation like been for you and maybe some investors or people curious about the projects at McMillan Pass?
Yeah, it's been a good show for us, probably in no small part because just under 2 weeks ago, we announced the opening of a financing in which Tech Resources was participating to the point that they'd be topping up their ownership in us to 9.9%. So that colors the perception of the show for us because everyone is excited for us that we've secured a cornerstone investment from such a material company.
Yeah. So how about some exploration activity this winter and spring? What's the activity like for Fireweed? What do you plan on doing?
Believe it or not, we still don't have the final results of everything from 2017. So we would anticipate in short order our geochemistry is coming out. And then hopefully in about a month to 6 weeks, the last of the final interpretation of the geophysics, the gravity and magnetics we had done there. So the interpretation of those two. So we actually have new things to talk about from our exploration program that have yet to be released. And we think that'll be quite interesting because one of the things we're doing with the money we raise now is trying to look at the district more holistically. Prior to Tech investing, they vended one of the neighboring projects to us, the NID project, which includes the boundary zone of most interest. And that, to us, to our mind, allowed us to assemble the entirety of what we call the Fertile Corridor. So some of these results are from that, and I think will help us give investors the full picture of what we're looking at there.
So what's a time frame look like for starting to see some of those results come out?
Like I said, the last bit of last year's results hopefully are starting in the next couple of weeks and then out to maybe 6 weeks possibly for the last of the geophysics. And then this year's program will kick off in mid-May.
When do you typically mobilize to the project up there in the Yukon?
Yeah, mid-May is usually the go-to point. We had the foresight last year to leave everything we needed on site to get started early this year. So there's already a drill on site. There's already plenty of fuel and stuff like that. So we're able to get started earlier this year than we have in past years, where past years we had to wait for the road to be completely snow-free and the government to have given a once-over and the safety approval before we could get started. But this year we're able to fly in before the road's open, and we have everything we need to get going.
So the Tech partnership with Fireweed really helps, but you're basically already cashed up pretty well, like $6 million in the bank, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, in no small part because of the Tech investment. So that $6 million, $5 million, that comes from the $5 million we just raised, which Tech was the lead on that.
Give me a broad scope of the zinc market right now. I just had a conversation with John Black from Regulus on copper. Where are we at with zinc?
Well, the peculiar thing about zinc is we have declining stocks still, yet little to no response in the physical metal market. On the concentrate side, Chinese smelters have cut back their capacity, which has shifted the market from a undersupply of concentrate to an oversupply. So treatment charges have gone way up. But that should be starving the market of the physical metal, like the zinc metal, even more. But we're not seeing a response there. So I think a lot of big zinc players are a little perplexed about when the market's going to finally recognize the urgency of that and when prices are going to respond.
How about the public markets right now? What are you saying? I know we had a really hard year in 2018, and you know, Fireweed was just like everybody else and took a huge dip in the last half of the year. Yeah. But where did, now in January and the beginning of 2019, do you see a shift or do you feel a shift moving on?
Internally within the industry, this feels like we have all the ingredients for a bull market. We have some great discoveries. We have some M&A. We have strategic investments from the majors and mid-tiers. What we don't have is the retail market. Once that retail market, once that new capital comes in, then I think we'll see a real uplift in equity prices. Until then, there's not enough internal capital that plays in the markets of juniors to get it moving. All you can really do is shift investors from one stock into another. So it's kind of a bit of a perverse zero-sum game right now with juniors because in order to get, you know, traction on your stock, you have to almost steal investors from someone else.
That's all I have, Brandon. Thank you so much. That's Brandon McDonald with Fireweed Zinc. Fireweed's traded on the TSX Venture Exchange with the ticker symbol FWZ. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein.